I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
So we go to Texas here, Tyler, Texas, where an old lady needed to go to the hospital, but she refused. So how do you get the old lady to go to the hospital?
Tell her she can have her own television with all the Matlocks she can watch?
Well, you got to bribe her with something. And an East Texas police officer came up with it, although he got some help from the old lady. Police called paramedics Tuesday night to check on this old lady. She was found on her floor, and she said she'd been crawling around on the floor because she didn't have the strength to stand up. Well, they said, oh, okay, well, then we got to take you to the hospital. She said, no. I'll get my strength, and I'll be fine. The paramedics said, no, you got to go to the hospital. She said, no, I'm not going to the hospital. The paramedic said, well, she didn't show any life-threatening injuries at the time, but something just wasn't right. She really needed to go to the hospital. So the paramedics and the officers tried to convince her to go to get checked out, but the woman said, no, I'm not going to go unless at that hospital, do you have any Big Red there? Now, Big Red is a soda. It is a cherry. Apparently, it's a cherry soda.
I always think of bubble gum.
That's
gum.
Very popular in Texas. Big Red soda.
Okay.
We ought to ask our listener. Mary listens to us in Texas. She called us from Texas. Where is it? Lampasas. Lampasas, Texas. She probably knows what Big Red soda is. Well, apparently that's a popular soda in Texas. And the old lady didn't have any in her house. So she said, you got any of that Big Red soda in the hospital? And the officer said, well, I don't know if they have it, but here's the deal I'll make with you, old lady. You go to the hospital, I'll bring you a can of Big Red. So they took her off to the hospital, and the officer, the sergeant, showed up minutes later with a can of Big Red.
Well, good on him. Yeah. Age plays into this next story out of Osaka, Japan. And this story is 8 years in the making, John. Cops have been trying to track down a ninja-like character that has been breaking into people's homes and stealing stuff for the last 8 years. He's stolen upwards of $260,000 worth of stuff over the course of 250 different break-ins, and they could never catch him. They said not only was he good at burglary and he had skills in that department, but he had ninja skills like running across the top of walls and stuff to get away. You know, to break into those houses and stuff, he had just the agility of a teenager. When they finally got a good look at his face and he accidentally pulled down his mask in front of the security camera, they were able to catch him last week. And it turns out his name is Mitsuaki Tanigawa, and he's 74 years old.
Wow.
And they say they were shocked someone that age was pulling off a crime spree like this because of some of his amazing physical abilities. I mean, like that parkour stuff, like where he's jumping off of walls and things.
Are you doing yoga? How's he staying in this shape?
As for Mitsuaki himself, they said when the cops caught him, he said, quote, if I were younger, I wouldn't have been caught. He also said this is a sign for it's time for him to retire. They were able to catch up to me. He's 74. Came.
Time to get out of the game. All right. Last place we're going to go is Port St. Lucie, where the police department there in Port St. Lucie, Florida, released a picture to the media of a riding mower with a case of Budweiser sitting next to it. A guy got arrested on a DUI charge last week after cops saw him riding a lawnmower, carrying a case of beer, and driving erratically on an access road. This is a 56-year-old guy.
I thought George Jones was dead.
You know what his name is? Kenny Aleshouse. It's right there in the name.
Aleshouse.
Kenny Aleshouse, 6:15 at night.
I used to drink Ice House.
56-year-old Kenny Aleshouse driving the lawnmower. And the cops said they could smell a strong odor of alcohol. It wasn't just the beer that Kenny Aleshouse had been sipping down. They did their DUI investigation, and they say Kenny Aleshouse's blood alcohol level was three times over the legal limit. Now, you substitute that case of Bud for a case of Pabst and that riding lawnmower, and that is my dad on a summer Saturday afternoon. That is how he would get it started when he would mow the lawn.
Oh, the possum would be proud.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, when you say that name, when you said that
Kenny
name,
Hale's
Kenny
house.
Hale's house, it reminds me of the new season of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
And that guy, Kenny Funkhauser, he's got
Funkhauser.
Yeah, they got the son, the Kenny Funkhauser.
That just makes me laugh for some reason.
Funkhauser?
Yeah, the little Funkhauser kid.
I like that name.